For calling customer service, this is Brandon. May I please have your first last name to pull up your account?
Okay, just a second. What's my tracking number?
Can you repeat that one?
Five. My tracking number is 500-102.
Your first name and your last name?
Nanette McGarry.
Okay, can you spell your first name?
N-A-N. E-T-T-E.
Can you spell your last name?
McGarry, M small c, G-A-R-R-Y.
Hey, do you have an account with us?
No, I just ordered from you guys.
Okay, your first name is N-A-N-E-T-T-E?
Yep.
Your last name is M-C-G-A-R-R-Y?
Yep.
And when did you order?
When did we place the order? About a month ago.
And have you received it?
No.
Okay, I'm not putting up an account with your first name and last name. Maybe under a different name?
Again, did you want the tracking number again, or?
The tracking number?
Yeah, because the order's coming through to Canada.
No, ma'am, I don't need your tracking number. Do you have an order number?
It's the same thing. 500-102.
And that's your order number?
Yeah.
No, ma'am, nothing's coming through. What product did you order?
What's that?
What product did you order?
What's the name of the product that I ordered? It was a 2-pack of what? The cryo-freeze paint stuff? The roll-on, yeah. It was a 2-pack.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
It's Canada. It's LNG 4K8.
LNG 4KH?
L1G. L1, and G is in George. 4K8.
The number 8?
Yeah. Because it's Canada.
Okay. One second. Okay, nothing's coming up, ma'am, with that zip code.
Not a zip code. It's a postal code. It's Canada.
And nothing's coming up with that postal code.
Because it just kind of, was it like frozen when I got to the border?
Did you get an email?
It was just, it got, what was it?
It said in transit to destination.
There's been no update since the 4th. It said in transit to destination, and that was it.
Hey, so did you get an email from us?
Was that an email? When she clicked the link, that's where it led her to, saying it was on for the 4th there. And then nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, here's the page.
One second.
Yeah, because it says International E-Commerce Solutions, and this is my name and the address, the city, and the order number.
Okay, and what's your tracking number?
The order number.
Your tracking number? Your tracking number and order number won't be the same, ma'am.
this says the order number on here.
So you don't have a tracking number?
It clicks us to the Global ShopX International E-Commerce Solution page, which says the order number is 500102. Yeah, that's what it was, those two, the Global ShopX, right? .com.
One second for me. And what city are you in?
Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
Okay, I'm looking up your last name, ma'am. Nothing's coming up in our system.
I'm trying to find something on PayPal if there's anything.
What's your email?
tnrjm2@hotmail.com.
Okay. One second for me.
Mm-hmm.
And your first name is N A N E T T E?
E, yeah. It's like Nan, like grandma, N A N, and then E T T E, and then Nanette.
And do you know your. One second. I'm trying to find.
Order number.
And what day did you place the order, ma'am?
What day did you place? January 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, order received. 1/21/2021/3.
One second for
order
me.
Okay.
One second, ma'am. While I see, can I find your account?
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. One more second for me. Sorry for the wait.
Yep.
Okay, I do see it on Nanette McCary, but that email that you gave me, that's not on this account. And it's not, this order is not in Canada.
Yeah, well, I'm in Canada, so that may be a problem. What was the other number that was on there? We got the PayPal transaction ID number? Would that help?
Well, what's your address, your shipping address?
1206 Somerville Street, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
And what was that order ID number you gave me?
500102. Okay. I thought you found it.
One second for me.
Okay.
Hey, please bear with me, ma'am. I'm sorry for the wait.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know your last four digits of your car number?
We did it through PayPal.
I'm not seeing
3229. Okay.
It was 3229?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. That card number does not match this account. Are you sure it was on the card ending in 3229?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. That card number does not match this account, so this probably isn't your account. And this don't. I don't see any other order, ma'am.
Do you want to talk to him just in case he wants to recharge by accident?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a separate email for the PayPal account and the email we placed the order to.
Okay, so what's the separate email?
Jesse, JESSIE underscore ANNE underscore 01 at live.ca.
Do you have a different, another email?
And the other email is tnrjam2@hotmail.com.
And your last four digits of your car number?
3229.
No, ma'am. This account, the account does not match that car number nor email.
What do you mean? That's the account that's where we got the tracking email to and the order email to.
Yes, ma'am.
And the PayPal email to.
I'm not finding an account with your mother's name, McCarrie Nanette. And then Nanette, I do see that information is not on this account, so it's probably not the account.
Well, it's possible there's a mix-up because in the email you sent us, it says it was shipping to Nanette. But on PayPal, it says you were supposed to ship it under my name, which is Jesse McGarry.
So what does the email say? Where is it being shipped to?
1206 Somerville Street.
No, ma'am. This order on this account is shipping to Miami, Florida.
Then it's obviously wrong.
Well, the information you gave me, ma'am, does not match this account. So I can't change this account until you verify the correct information. So this is probably not her account.
Yeah. Can't you just look up by the order number?
Nothing is coming up with the order number.
Really?
Correct. Are you sure you ordered on our website, omaxhealth.com?
Yes. Yep. omaxhealth.com. It even says that it's even, but then on PayPal it comes up as Global Shop X.
And what is that email?
The PayPal email?
Mm-hmm.
JESSIE_ANNE_01@live.ca.
You said it's coming up, says Global Shop X?
Yeah.
Is that saying this the company name, or what's Global Shop X?
Well, that's what your website sent me through when I was checking out internationally.
Okay. Hold one second for me. Okay, do you see something says purchasing at globalshopx.com?
I think so.
You do see that?
Well, that's just what it's saying on PayPal now.
And what does that have? What is that listed under? The email, the number, the name?
Under both.
Hold one second for me.
Yeah, because when I click on international checkout on your website, it then says Global ShopX checkout.
Okay, one second for me.
Because then it's saying omaxhealth.com/pages/globalshopxcheckout. That's how I paid.
Okay, hold one second. Let me reach out to my supervisor.
Okay.
One more second. Sorry for the wait.
It's okay.
Please bear with me. Sorry for the wait. Okay, just waiting on my supervisor to respond. Please bear with me.
Okay.
Still here, ma'am. Just waiting on my supervisor.
Okay.
Please bear with me. My supervisor is responding now.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. My supervisor has given me a number for you to call, and This where you they probably will be able to pull up your order with Global Shop X. Are you ready to write down that number?
Just a second. Yep.
Okay, their number is 786-391-4868.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it.
All right. And would you like to try any of our vitamin D today? It's only $19.95. It helps with your immune system and your muscles.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day, and thank you for calling out on Max Health.
Do you have a different one?